Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local ministry is offering a number of opportunities for kids this summer. Let's go in-depth with Angie Gentry with Freedom for Youth Ministries. So Angie, tell us about Freedom for Youth Ministries, I mean, in terms of the scale and scope of it.
Okay. So Freedom for Youth is a statewide ministry. We are headquartered out of Des Moines, but then we are in, I think, 22 locations now. The goal is to spread across the entire state, all 99 counties. And so each county, as they get more established, then kind of become self-sufficient, if that makes sense. So Marion County, Knoxville is the Marion County center. And we don't currently have any sub-centers from Knoxville, but we are serving students from Bussey and Melcher and Knoxville. And in Indianola, we are currently launching a site. So they have had one Freedom Quest event. That is what our statewide events are when we're going into a new community or a new area to let the community know who we are and build community support. They have had one Freedom Quest event in Indianola and are working on another one. I don't have a date for that, but then they'll work on opening a site there. So there's not currently one there, but that is one of the places in the works. So.
Well, I remember years ago, like maybe how many years ago did it start in Knoxville?
Okay, so in Knoxville, it was started in 2016.
Okay, so, yeah, so 2016, it seems longer ago. Everything sort of jumbles together now. But I guess why I'm saying that is because you just sort of dipped your toe in the water in Knoxville. Mm-hmm. You started off small to see if there was the interest and if it could sustain itself, right? You're doing the same for Indianola.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so that's smart. You don't make a big investment. You don't put a lot of resources into it and find out nobody's interested.
Correct.
Okay, so you're well established in Knoxville, serving Marion County, and looking to get started in Indianola.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Angie Gentry with Freedom for Youth Ministries. I know you provide a lot of opportunities for kids. Can you share what some of those are?
So we serve here at the Knoxville site, we serve kindergarten through 12th grade. And we have, because of COVID, we are doing, for 6th through 12th graders, we are doing weekly programs. And so each week, students who have signed up or requested it, they get an email saying these are the classes available this week, what would you like to come to, and then they can sign up for the week. So for the 6th through 12th graders, which we call Discovery, we are currently offering plant classes where they learn about gardening and perennials and houseplants and dividing and growing, and we are offering woodshop skills classes where they are building small wood projects, and then we are offering a market class, which we have a booth at the farmer's market. And so both the plant classes, the woodshop classes, and the market class participants can sell items at our booth at the farmer's market, and the students get the majority of that money, and the ministry does get a small portion. And they learn business skills, customer interaction, record keeping, and then also just talking about, like, thinking of what you want to sell from a business perspective. Like, what does the customer want versus what do you maybe want to sell? So they have the option in the market class, they have the option to participate in the plant class or the wood shop class and then just come help at market. Or they have the option to make things at home and bring to the market. So they can make homemade craft items or baked goods or bring produce.
Now, I heard a rumor that you'll come to people's houses and divide the irises.
That is correct.
Whatever plants that need divided, now it's the lilies. Right? Is that true?
That is true. So our plant classes are actually held outdoors at individuals' properties that are willing to share their plants with us. So we have been having the kids dig the plants up, divide them, put a portion back in the ground for the customer, and then pot up the rest to sell. We are currently transitioning to houseplants, which we would still hold the class outdoors, but we would need to be dividing houseplants or taking cuttings off of houseplants because the summer months, the plants don't appreciate being dug up. And so until fall, we can't dig any more perennials, but we can do houseplants.
Yeah, we dug ours earlier this spring, and I learned after spending all Saturday afternoon dividing irises that you did this. So, I mean, what a great idea. I mean, it helps out.
Right. And it gives the kids an opportunity to learn about the plants.
Right, and to do some work and, and see what happens after work. Then you
reap
the fruits of your labor.
Exactly.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation with Angie Gentry with Freedom for Youth Ministries. Okay, in the woodshop class, what do people learn? What do the kids learn?
So in the woodshop class, they're learning woodshop safety. They're learning what different tools are and how to use them. Currently, they are the adult volunteers are doing the actual cuts just because we don't have it set up where the students can safely do that themselves, but the students are assembling the cut pieces themselves using the screw guns and the drills and the, and they are painting them, decorating them, choosing which project they want to do. So they're learning those skills.
Okay, so what else do you want people to know about the programs that you offer?
So we also offer programs for K through 5. This summer, those programs are, we've had one program outside of our center last week. This week is a 5-day club in partnership with New Journey. And the week after the 4th of July, we will have another outdoor program outside of our center on the square for K through 5. And then we're hoping to plan some more one-time events for the younger students throughout the summer before we go into fall programming.
Okay, so always something happening.
Yeah.
And so people find out more about you if they search Freedom for Youth on Facebook, I presume, or
yeah,
just
so
Google
if
it?
They put in Freedom for Youth Knoxville, they'll go to our Knoxville-specific Facebook page. Which will give them what's going on in Knoxville specifically. It'll also allow them to message us with any questions or to get on our email list or to get our phone number to meet, make an appointment to meet or whatever if they have more questions. If people in Indianola are interested in being involved, they would go to our Freedom for Youth statewide page, which would just be Freedom for Youth on Facebook or freedomforyouth.org on the web. And then they can get contacted with the Freedom Quest people, which is the new site, people to get more information on how to be involved in Indianola.
Well, and to make this stuff happen, this good stuff for kids, it takes some support.
Yes.
Are you looking for support?
We are. We are primarily funded by individual donations. That is the majority of our funding. We do get a little bit of funding from churches, businesses, or grants, but the large majority of our funding is individual donations. They can be set up, they can donate online through freedomforyouth.org. It can be a recurring gift or a one-time gift of any amount. And you can make it a general donation to the statewide ministry, or you can make it a specific donation supporting your local area, be that Indianola, Knoxville, or any of our other states throughout the state.
Well, I've had the opportunity to look in on a class or two, and the kids are just really learning a lot and having a lot of fun.
They are. It's fun watching them grow and just watching them come up with ideas and get excited and expand their knowledge, their world.
And so what do you take home from this? I mean, how do you feel after a good program?
It's very exciting after a good program. We're always looking for volunteers, too, if somebody wants to participate and get to feel that excitement as well. It's special to get to know the students and build relationships with them and help them figure out who God created them to be, what makes them unique, what their passions and skills are, and then help them develop them. So,
anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Stop by the farmers market on Saturdays from 8 to noon and check out our booth and meet some of our students and check out our Facebook page and get to know us.
Thanks to Angie Gentry for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.